And what we'd like to do now is a brief pause in our day so that we can be in a receptive place where we can receive the message from Kryon and the energy of love that is delivered through Kryon's message. Kryon knows who you are as you sit there as an individual. You are known by Kryon. All of the fears and worries and anxieties that you may have, Kryon knows about them. Kryon is here to hold your hand, to remind you of your magnificence, and to share another message for all of us.
Why are ETs so fascinated with humanity? Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are many things I want to say and many layers of this discussion, but the main one for the listener of this entire program is a different one from the ones who have just arrived to this channel. And here's what I mean. Every single channel that some of you see, that you are gleaning from what you call the YouTube variety, does not include the rest of the program that comes with it. This particular program is all about the creation of peace. And here I am talking about ETs. He doesn't really seem like those go together, do they? What if they did? Let us speak about ETs yet again. So it was approximately 1 year ago, a little longer, that I did a channel about extraterrestrials and the reality of them on this planet and other places. If you did not see that, let me just review for a moment what I said and what I've been saying for now over 25 years, even though I've been channeling for 36, the subject did not appear right away. It does now. And here's what I want to tell you. The universe is teeming with life, dear ones, and we've said this before. But when you start talking about extraterrestrials, there are several kinds and varieties because there is so much life. And the two kinds specifically, or the categories, that we have talked about before are those which are what we call star family. Now, the star family, well, they don't even need ships to get here. The star family features those few planets in the galaxy who what we are called ascended planets. And that means that those on them have gone through millions of years of consciousness evolution to get to a place where they echo that which is the actual essence of the creator of the universe itself. These are the ones we told you that you carry literally in your DNA. That has bearing on the next ones, the other kinds. Then there are the kinds that have been here not quite as long, coming from other places, and they've been coming for a very long time to this planet. They visit, and yes, they do have vehicles. And we've spoken of those before. And they have been coming to this planet for a very long time. But it only was in the late 40s and 50s that you could actually see them. And that is because then you had sky technology, and you could scan the skies, and indeed, they were coming and going. What you may or not have known, may not, is that they had contacted your government in the 50s, dear ones, and your government has known about them for a very long time. When I was first asked and invited to the United Nations in the 70s and 80s, you had a situation where one of my first visits, I said to the United Nations delegates and guests who were in the small room who came to see Kryon. I said to them, the first message, ask your governments to tell what they know. So I review this for you to let you know that it's not a surprise that you've been visited or that there's life in the universe. Indeed, most of you are aware of this. But then I gave you some other information that I want to review right now. I told you that there were some specific ET kinds that were really interested in humanity. And they would come and they would visit. They would even abduct you. All for one reason. They were very, very curious about what you had that they did not. Now, some have said, well, they are interested in that which we call emotions. And that'd be correct. And even they say that to this day. We want to know more about your emotional states because we see it and we want it. We like it. We enjoy it. Now, I'm going to go further than that, as I've done before, and I'm going to tell you what they really are interested in. They're not even aware of what they're interested in. What they see as emotions, we're going to call divine love. Now it starts to clear. What are they really interested in that they don't have? They don't come from a planet that was seeded by ascended ones. They come from a planet that has life and technology. And all the things that they enjoy, they come here and they see something else. They are able to detect the human being has something a whole lot bigger. They have, in their minds, we have developed the earth and the humanity with emotions. It's more than that, dear ones. If you follow the Kryon teachings, and if you know what I'm about to tell you, you already are sensing the answer here. It's a beautiful answer. We have God inside. You have God inside. All of these things we have been telling you since we arrived. This is what makes you different. They've even called you the new kids on the block, the only ones with free choice. A lot of different terminology that say that the human race on this planet has divinity inside all cells, all DNA, every molecule in your body. God inside. That is what's fascinating. To those who will visit you and say, I want that. Of course they want that. They would love to be able to take this which you have and duplicate it for themselves. And that's why perhaps you're watching this channel to know more about those ETs. They will fully admit that they are wanting to know more about the emotional states of the human being and to participate within. They're also able to see some other interesting things inside the human, perhaps esoterically even. But I'll tell you this, they are missing one thing. They are not aware the creator of the universe is in your DNA. And that has been the message of Kryon ever since I came. Now, what does that have to do with the overall program of tonight of creating peace? This particular program has been labeled one of creating peace. The program called the Circle of 12 is one where we examine that which will help the human being to create peace during trying times. And suddenly we speak of ETs. So now let's get on track with the other side of what this message is all about. If you have divinity inside, dear ones, don't you think you ought to be able to use the tools you have? They're in the DNA that came with you in order to drop into your heart and start the study of mastery and to create the peace that you want for yourselves and on this planet. That is the main tool, divinity inside. We have told many of you there is a metaphor, and we've used actually several of them to help you to fully understand who you are. And the biggest one is we've asked you to peel the onion of dysfunction and programming and all of the things that you were told from birth in order to find a bigger truth, a divine truth. For most of the things that you've been told right from the beginning are the way things work, and it's not really so. The other things you've been told is you cannot do this or you cannot do that. It's not really so. So we've told you that as you start to peel the onion of finding what is so, by yourself perhaps, even by tuning in to a greater truth and asking the questions, can I do this? Is this possible? Will you show me? That this starts to create a reality within a reality. The reality that so many are used to is that which is on Earth, walking from place to place and wanting to hear a program about ETs. That's one reality. And the other reality is a heart-based reality that says, what is it that I came for? What is it I can help myself with right now to create peace on Earth and create peace in my life to get through this thing called the shift? That's what you have inside you. Peeling the onion means that all of the old energy dysfunctional truths start to peel away. The things you've been told you cannot do. One of the biggest is that you're not allowed to talk to God. Or perhaps you cannot get to God, or perhaps you've done something wrong and God's going to punish you. All of these things is programming. And it's given to you on many fronts. Let me ask you, does that really sound like a loving, beautiful God who loves you beyond measure and would love to talk to you constantly and can? This is the other thing. You have acknowledged that that which is God can talk to a billion people at the same time, maybe a trillion when you get there, and hear all of you at once. And you have no trouble with that. Then project that for a moment and understand that's not a human consciousness. That is a super consciousness that you have never experienced, don't know much about, that can even work with time. This is a piece and a part of the receptors in you that can tune into that super consciousness you call the Creator and peel the onion and find out a bigger truth that you might have inside you. It doesn't diminish any of the other truths that talk about the love of God. Isn't it an irony that the entire planet believes in one deity, one creator of the universe, and then you'll go to war and kill each other because you don't worship the same way? That's called dysfunction. Dear ones, God inside begs you to find the peace that you're after. And there are so many ways of working with your biology, working with your consciousness to peel that onion, to get to a place where you can say, it is well with my soul, when all of those around you are wringing their hands in despair. That's the promise of God inside. And that is why the ETs are fascinated with you. I am crying in love with you all. And so it is.